Stealing food. Who says marketing is a chore?
Hi. What? You're gonna send me a ticket to go to Fort Lauderdale for the weekend?
Ah, ask him if he's got a friend who likes redheads.
It's Grandpa Nick calling from Florida.
Oh, hi, Nick.
Yeah, it's Mona. Oh, Grandpa, do I have to? Okay, he says kissy kissy, mwah, mwah.
Good old Nick still blowing hot air.
No, Grandpa, I'd love to come see you, but I have to talk it over with Dad. No, he wouldn't believe that I'm going on a field trip to a convent. Okay, I'll call you later. I love you too.
Oh, tell him ta-ta and smoochie-woochie.
No way. Okay, bye.
Oh, weekend in Fort Lauderdale. Woo.
This calls for a major mall run. You want to help me shop?
You're on.
And you can help me pack?
You're on.
And you can help me convince Dad to let me go?
You're on your own.
I got you.
You do that one more time and you are in big trouble.
I'm shaking.
Dad, you know, there's a 3-day weekend coming up, and I've always felt that holidays should be spent with family, you know, sharing the holiday spirit, giving thanks, worshiping together.
Sam, it's Columbus Day.
Yeah, but Columbus was Italian, you know? And I believe that all good Italians should spend the holidays with relatives, you know, even if they have to go all the way to Fort Lauderdale to do it.
Aha! So that's what this is all about, huh? Hey, not for nothing, but my idea of a holiday does not include Grandpa Nick.
Good, because he didn't include you.
All right, well, let me just tell you something else. You are not going alone.
Oh, Dad, but he's already paid for my ticket.
Say, come on, he'll take her around or show her the sights.
What? Nick Milano's lifestyles are the poor and sleazy?
Dad, you're not being fair.
Look, Nick has really settled down in the last year. He hasn't been indicted for anything.
He's probably under an assumed name.
Nick may have his faults, but he'd never let anything happen to Sam.
Dad, I'm not a little girl anymore. Please, please, please.
Well, Samantha's on her way. Right about now, she should be enjoying her complimentary beverage and her honey-roasted peanuts.
You see, everything went fine.
I hope you did not make a spectacle of yourself at the departure gate.
Who, me? What, are you kidding me, Mona? I'm not one of those overprotective fathers. I gave her a little kiss, a hug, and I went and checked the pilot's breath. Who? Yeah. You know what, though? I miss her already.
It's good for you. Every once in a while, parents need a break from their kids. I took 1958.
Really? I didn't notice.
Battle residence, yeah. Hey, Bambi, how you doing? Hey, it's Nick's girlfriend. Hey, Bambi, I'm glad you called because, Samantha got all fine. In fact, are you ready? A plane's gonna land on time. Yeah, go figure. What? You're gonna put her on a 4 o'clock flight back? Why? Well, is there something wrong? I mean, is Nick in trouble again? What?
Tony? What's wrong? Is Nick in trouble?
No. Nick's not in trouble. He's dead. Hey.
I still can't believe Nick is gone. I mean, just think, checking out at the racetrack with a fistful of winning tickets in one hand and cheese nachos in the other.
Yeah, knowing Nick, that's how he would have wanted to go.
Uh-uh. That was his second choice.
Oh, Mona.
Did Nick go to heaven or hell?
Oh, I'm sure he went to heaven, honey.
Why do people have to die anyway?
Well, sweetheart, because, death is just part of the natural scheme of things. It's just something you have to learn to accept. There is a time to live, and there is a time to die, and a time for every purpose under heaven.
Turn, turn, turn.
Jonathan, sometimes I don't think of death as an end, but more like a beginning.
So, sweetheart, do you understand what we're saying about why people have to die?
Yeah. You guys don't know either.
Pretty smart kid. Yeah. Well, listen, I gotta go because I want to be at the gate the minute Sam steps off that plane.
Mm. This is not going to be easy for her. She was crazy about Nick.
Yeah.
Anyone home?
Sam?
Hi, guys. What's for dinner?
Sam, what are you doing here? Your plane doesn't land for another hour.
Well, the 4 o'clock flight got delayed till 5, but the 3 o'clock flight just didn't leave till 4, so I got on that one.
Oh. Well, did Bambi tell you why she was sending you home?
Yeah, Grandpa's dead.
Sam, I'm so sorry. I know it must hurt.
Yeah, tell me about it. I was really looking forward to this weekend. Now I'm stuck with a new bathing suit and no tan lines.
Hey, wait a minute, honey. Are you saying that's all you're upset about?
No. I had to watch Howard the Duck on the plane. Both ways.
Sam, well, what about your grandfather?
Oh, well, Bambi was really shook up, you know, crying and everything. And I just had to tell her, look, people live, people die.
Oh, sweetheart, come here.
Dad, don't. There's no reason to get mushy. Let me know when dinner's ready, okay? I'm starved.
Hi.
Hi, Angela.
What's all this?
This is Nick's estate. It came express mail this morning.
His entire estate came in this envelope?
Well, you know, Nick never owned more than he could grab for a quick getaway, you know what I mean? I've been sitting here trying to figure out how come we didn't get along, you know, and I can't do it. I don't know, I guess I was always on his case, but then again, he didn't care too much for me either. Hey, look, these are his favorite loaded dice.
Hey, look, 7.
Yeah, he had them bronzed.
A Tony Maselli baseball card.
What?
Oh, must have really meant something to him.
Yeah, because it has absolutely no resale value. Hey, look at this. Here's a picture of Nick holding Sam when she came home from the hospital.
Oh, huh? They're both bald. I'm sure she'd love to have this.
I don't know, Angela. You know, Samantha's still making out like Nick's dying was no big deal.
Well, I don't know. People go through stages in dealing with grief. She just isn't at the point where she's ready to open up.
Yeah, well, that's not healthy. You know, because she's Italian. You know, and us Italians, we gotta express ourselves. Otherwise, our insides get all clogged up. Ooh, it's ugly.
Hi.
Hi, sweetheart. Hey, where you been?
Just walking around.
Yeah? Well, I'll tell you what we do, huh? How about we go shoot some hoops? Me and you, one-on-one. Pause. I spot you an H.
No, thanks.
All right. This calls for drastic measures. We go to the mall. You see an outfit. I buy it. No questions asked, huh?
Dad, if I want to go shopping, I could go by myself.
Here, Sam.
What are those for?
Well, you're supposed to give flowers when somebody dies.
All right, who ripped the geraniums out of my window box?
I'll put them back for you.
Hey, how do you like that, huh? Hot geraniums, Nick would have loved it.
Hey, Sam, this stuff came today from your grandfather and something here I think you should see.
Dad, I got things to do.
Now, Sam, this is important. It's from your grandfather. I want you to hear it. I, Nick Milano, leave this as my last will and testament. First things first, no funeral and no tears. Got it?
Got it.
Yeah. And if you want to remember me, you go to Bruno's restaurant and order the spaghetti carbonara. It's chock full of cholesterol, but what the hell? You don't live forever. I wish I had more to leave, but whatever I've got goes to my beautiful granddaughter, Sambina. Especially my love. So what do you say, Sam? A little carbonara over at Bruno's?
Would you just lay off? I'm sick of hearing about Grandpa. Get it through your head. He's gone.
I can't get through to...
Hi.
Hi.
We thought you'd be here.
I felt like being alone. Maybe I should have tried the roof.
We would have tracked you down.
Look, if you're going to try to talk me into going to Bruno's tomorrow night, would you do it fast? Because I'd like to get back to my reading.
Ah, Sears catalog, huh? 1967. Boy, those Nehru jackets were sharp.
Sam, I'm going to level with you. We do want you to go to Bruno's tomorrow night. It's what your grandfather wanted. And it would be good for you. And your father. And maybe Bruno could use a little business.
I'm not in the mood for pasta, okay? Sam?
I was your age when my father died.
I know. And you hid up in the attic, too? Or was it the closet?
No. It was the basement. And it wasn't Angela. It was me. But I was very lucky. Because I had someone to lean on.
Oh, Mother.
Well, it's true.
No, don't be silly. You were the strong one. You helped me through it.
Baby.
Oh, Mama.
Okay. I'll go to Bruno's. Just stop with the sappy stuff, okay?
Thanks a lot. Well, here we are.
Yeah.
You know, Sam, this was your grandfather's favorite restaurant. He ate here every night. I mean, except when the government was paying for his meals. See, you know, Sam, this is supposed to be a celebration, you know? So, I mean, you know, it's the way Nick wanted us to say goodbye.
Why do you want to say goodbye to him? You never liked him much anyway.
Hey, that's not fair. Come on, I mean, I didn't like some of the things he did, but he was your grandfather and my father-in-law, and I loved him. In a weird kind of way. And I thought you did too, sweetheart.
Of course I loved him. I loved him a lot.
Well, now, doesn't it feel better to say it? All right, nice dinner.
Good evening, and welcome to Bruno's. I am Bruno.
I am Tony. And this is my daughter, Samantha. And there's going to be two ladies joining us shortly.
I heard that you requested Nick Milano's table.
Yeah, right near the antipasta.
You're friends of Nick's?
No, we're relatives.
Wait a minute. You're Sambina?
Yeah.
You are pretty. This is one time Nick didn't exaggerate.
Well, I hope there was one other time. He says your carbonara is the best.
And he's right. So, how is Nick anyway? He hasn't been around.
He's dead.
What happened?
He's dead, okay? Just like my other grandfather, my grandmothers, my mother, everybody who ever meant anything to me. Next it'll be...
Me? Hey, please, and not my restaurant, okay?
Samantha, are you... You worried about me dying?
Everybody else does. It is not fair. I mean, I loved Mom so much. I loved Grandpa. And I love you.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay, sweetheart. All right, I know.
I miss him so much.
Okay, all right. I know it hurts, but listen to me. You can't use that as an excuse to stop loving people. Because, you know, when you stop loving people, then you're not really living anymore. Now, Nick knew that. He lived every minute, no guarantees, even when things were bad. I mean, when he was locked up and when he lost your mom. Hey, he never stopped loving people. Especially you.
I can't believe I'm never gonna see him again.
Yes, sweetheart, but if you keep loving him, then you keep his memory alive.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Hey. Got any room here for a couple of working girls?
Yeah. Come on, sit down. Just don't hog the breadsticks.
Okay.
Hi, sweetheart.
Yes.
Okay, everybody, let's party.
All right, let's party. A little house wine.
Oh.
I'm the house.
Thank you.
Nick's favorite month. And for Sambina, a little house grape juice. I think you're going to find the taste a little complex, but unpretentious.
Excellent bouquet.
Oh. Yeah. And you won't need these tonight. I'm having the chef prepare for you a medley of Nick's favorite dishes.
Oh, well, we're going to be here a while.
Cheers.
Excuse us. Bruno told us the bad news. We were friends of Nick's.
Oh.
Some of us closer than others.
Now, I was closer to Nick than anybody. I was his parole officer.
Oh. I was his investment broker.
Oh, yeah, you mean his bookie.
You could call it that.
Well, this is Angela.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
And Mona.
Hi.
And this is my daughter, Samantha.
Ah, oh, Sambina.
Sam? He was always talking about you. I remember how proud he was the day he got you that beautiful stereo system.
He never gave it to me.
Yeah, I made him return it to the owner.
Look what I found. This belonged to Nick. I think he would want you to have it.
Really? Gee, I wonder what it could be. It's Nick's tab. $480.
Oh, wow.
Nick was a good customer. He just wasn't a paying customer.
You got me again.
It's my grandpa.
Hey, Tony, hey, let me help out with that. I mean, I made a lot of money off of the guy.
Yeah, Bruno, I'll chip in.
Well, then, let me see what I've got.
Not nearly enough.
Hey, wait a minute. Let me be a sport, huh? After all, I didn't send flowers.
All right.
All right, listen, look, I like to propose a toast.
Can I do it?
Oh, of course, sweetheart.
To my grandfather, Nick Milano, who I loved very much, no matter what he did. and who I will always love. Bye, Grandpa.
To Nick.
To Nick.
To Nick.
For he's a jolly good fellow.
For he's a jolly good fellow. For he's a jolly good fellow. Which nobody can deny. Which nobody can deny. Which nobody can deny. For he's a jolly good fellow. For he's a jolly good fellow. For he's a jolly good fellow. Which nobody can deny.
Next on Nick at Night, spend some quality time hanging out in an airport lounge. No, wait, don't go away. We mean the fun-filled airport lounge on Nantucket, the home of Sandpiper Air and those Hackett brothers. Wings is next.